Today, I want to talk about Jupiter Magic Square. This has been talked about before. Jupiter's been in Cancer for almost a year now. Jupiter entered Cancer in June of 2025, and in June 2026, Jupiter will leave Cancer and enter Leo. Okay, now for a go over the Jupiter Magic Square again, which is a powerful sigil for us to visually see. And also, as I walk through the sigil with the numerical sequence along with the symbolism, it's good to maybe print out the sigil itself, because our subconsciousness, which when we focus on the symbol, will receive the symbol and it knows exactly what it is, which will unlock aspects within us. So it's a key with keys, right? Tarot cards are really keys. And when we focus on the symbols within the symbols of tarot, then our subconscious will reveal new awareness, and our consciousness will expand. Our inner world would change, which means our outer world would change, all for the greater good. In tarot, Jupiter is assigned to key 10, right? So I'm going to talk about Jupiter again today. I recommend finding Jupiter in your natal chart. Find your natal Jupiter and then find the transit Jupiter, which again is in Cancer. This will allow us to be able to sort of n don't even really have to understand the aspects when the planets are communicating with each other. Are creating these relationships with transit and natal planets. But again, just understanding Jupiter aspects and characteristics, understanding Cancer areas of life and characteristics. Then we can just kind of play around intuitively with these symbols and then look at the Jupiter Magic Square powerful sigil and let the magic work on its own. There's nothing really to do other than just focus on it, okay? And try to understand it and comprehend it. It's very simple. Let me share my screen. But before I get into the sigil, I also made a video in June 18th, 2025, when Jupiter just entered Cancer. Okay. I made another video, Jupiter and Uranus transits, but you can also revisit these videos and just have another look at how the Jupiter Magic Square works. But I have redone the sigil into a cleaner PDF. There we go. And let's see. This is my chart, and I wanted to show, we'll use purple. So here is Jupiter transit. Here is my natal Jupiter. All right. We can see that in the 12th house, which is the area of life of access to my inner powers, subconscious realm, right? 12th house is about endings, letting go, and then beginning new, as Jupiter will soon cross my ascendant. It's at 15 degrees. My ascendant's at 17 degrees, 20 minutes. So within a week or less, Jupiter will be in my first house. Okay. So again, I got a lot going on here when it comes to oppositions and squares. Got some trines and sextiles. Made some notes, and also I made notations of each house and a high-level summary of that area of life. Okay. Now, Neptune and Saturn officially in Aries. There will be no more Neptune or Saturn entering Pisces. It's here to stay. This is big. Okay. It's very exciting. In fact, Saturn and Neptune entered Aries on the day that the transit Sun entered Pisces. So it's quite the coincidence that happened. And a lot of professional astrologers are saying that as far as back as we can with recorded history and doing the mathematics with computer software, this has not happened before. When the Sun entered Pisces and Neptune and Saturn aligned perfectly on February 20th at 0 degrees Aries. All right, I wanted to just briefly show my chart. I recommend everyone taking a look at their chart. If you need help reading your astrology chart, reach out to me. Let's get into the magic square. Here's the Jupiter magic square tableau. All right. We'll walk through this slowly and know that with the tarot arranged in this particular order, which is hard to see or understand right now. It appears there's not an order, right? We have key 3, key 13, key 14, key 0. But I've made some notes also in this document where if it doesn't make sense as I'm explaining it, it's good to review the notes. Okay. All right. So we have Jupiter in the second column, third row. Okay, Jupiter's assigned to key 10. Real quick, let's go over the zodiac and planets that are assigned to each tarot key. Key 3, Venus is assigned to key 3. Scorpio is assigned to key 13. Sagittarius is assigned to key 14. Uranus assigned to key 0. Key 8 is assigned to Leo. Key 6, Gemini. Key 5, Taurus. Key 11, which is Justice, is also Venus. So key 3, and wait, yeah, key 3 is Venus is assigned to key 3 and key 11. All right. Key 7, the Chariot, is assigned to Cancer. So it's a good idea of, let me just keep going and then I'll express what I wanted to say. Key 9, the Hermit, is assigned to Mercury. Key 10, Jupiter. Key 4, the Emperor, is assigned to Aries. Key 5 or key 15, the Devil, is assigned to Capricorn. Key 1 also assigned to Mercury. Okay, there's only two keys, or there's two planet only two planets that are assigned to two different tarot keys. That's Mercury and Venus. All right, the key 1 and key 9 is assigned to Mercury. Key 3 and key 11 assigned to Venus. Key 2, High Priestess, the Moon, and key 12, Hangman, assigned to Neptune. So this is only for like 16 tarot keys. There's There's still the remaining Terrakis that have their zodiac and planets that are assigned. But what I was about to say was, going back to key 7 and key 10, key 10 is assigned to Jupiter, key 7, the Chariot, is assigned to Cancer. So I could use these two keys when it comes to me contemplating, meditating, and visually seeing these two keys in front of me, right? I can use these tarot keys and go within. I can talk about Jupiter Magic Square all day long, but in order for me to spend some time and quiet my mind, really focus on these tarot keys, that's when I can sink within into my subconsciousness. And but let's talk about the magic square. Here's the sigil. Let me zoom in a little bit. Right. This is a sigil. This is a powerful symbol, the Jupiter magic square sigil. Now, I've created the sigil with numbers. This makes it a little bit easier to understand as I'm about to explain the magic behind this sigil. All right, how it's perfectly balanced, also how we can understand the numerical sequence. So, for example, we have key 0, and or we have 0 and 14, 13, and 3 here. 0, 14, 13, and 3 at the top row. And if we go up to the tarot keys, we have key 0, key 14, key 13, key 3. All right. So the way the numerical sequence works with the Jupiter magic square, whoops, is we start at 0. I'm going to make the color yellow. We start at 0. We go down through 5, 10, 15. Once we touch 15, all we do is count backwards. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. Barely see 7 over here. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then back to 0. All right. That's the route, the tracing s sequence that we use to create the linkage. Okay. Okay. Now, if we look, this is when the magic starts to happen. If we count, in fours, all right, in any direction, the sum will be 30. So for example, 0 plus 14 plus 13 plus 3 equals 30. All right. 0 plus 5 plus 10 plus 15 equals 30. 0 plus 11 plus 7 plus 12 equals 30. 11 plus 5 plus 6 plus 8 equals 30. No matter what direction we go, the sequence equals 30. This sigil is perfectly balanced. All right. But there's even more to it. There's more to it. If we go at an a diagonally, okay, diagonally and only twos, for example, 14 and 1. 14 plus 1 equals 15. 13 plus 2 equals 15. 4 plus 11 equals 15. 7 plus 8, 15. 3 plus 12, 15. 15 plus 0, 15. 10 plus 5, 15. 9 plus 6, 15. They all equal 15. All right. So quite amazing. And again, if we can print out this image, this tarot tableau, which is the Jupiter Magic Square, and look at this image, and even at the bottom of this document, there's meditations that I've included just to take 10 minutes a day in the morning and in the evening. Will unlock inner aspects within us that possibly we have never, I will say never, that we haven't realized that are within us in this now moment. Okay. All right. So I do have some notes, and I kind of cover already covered the basis of the Jupiter Magic Square. Okay. But if we look over here, I also have some more notes that if anyone doesn't have the Book of Tokens, reach out to me. It's such a powerful meditative book. Looks like this. I need to actually put it on my website to make it available. I have about 20, 25 copies, but it has tarot keys and meditations within it. Highly recommend it. And also to keep it by the bed. So at night, the vibration is there while we sleep. Okay, so the Book of Tokens mentions I utter myself by seeing. So again, Jupiter Magic Square is actually great to actually visually see and have the understanding of the per how perfectly balanced it is. And then we can play around with astrology, and now that we know the Jupiter Magic Square sequence and know that Jupiter's in Cancer, and Jupiter's about is about the unlimitedness, the expansion. Cancer is more about home and private life. Play around with attributions within ourselves, and then we can just have ideas and desires that possibly will manifest for us without us even realizing what is opening up for us for our greater good. So again, here's some notes where I'm not going to read through these because I don't want to make the video long, but they're here. And here I have the sigil with the Hebrew letters. So key zero is Aleph, right? Key zero. You can see in the bottom right-hand corner of each tarot key is the assigned Hebrew letter. This is another great printout to have. Okay. I will mention right here, we can see that I have in my notes one vision, 2 experiment, 3 action, 4 formulation of new mental patterns. And what this means is that key zero, the fool, there's a vision. The fool is on a journey, right? New experiences. With key 14, which is temperance, that's the within the principles of consciousness, that's the trial and error. So we use the world to experiment in. And key 13 is Tara key, death, right? And that means to put it into action. Go out in the world and experiment, put it into action. And then based off our responses, key 3, which is the principle of imagination, we formulate new mental patterns. And now with for myself, with Jupiter in the 12th house in Cancer, 12th house is the area of life of inner powers and also endings, formulation of new mental patterns that are better for me to release old habits or old ideas and old beliefs that don't work for me anymore. This sequence would be or is really good for me to apply in my life. Okay. So if we go back up to the top, we can see key 0, key 14, key 13, key 3. And it's important to know that in Hebrew, we move from right to left. Key 0, key 14, key 13, and key 3. So really the first key to look at in the tarot tableau here is key 0. All right. And then when we move down to the second row, the first tarot key is actually key 11. The second tarot key is key 5. The third tarot key is key 6, and the fourth tarot key is key 8. All right. So here's some more notes. The which is related psychological to the creative function of subconsciousness. All right. I also mentioned the planets. For key 0 is Uranus. For key 14, it's assigned to Sagittarius, and the ruling planet for Sagittarius is Jupiter. Okay. So key 14, Jupiter's a ruling planet. Key 13, the ruling planet is Mars. That's the original ruling planet. Now, Pluto's also assigned to key 13, but we'll stick with Mars because it's the interpersonal planet. And then key 3, the ruling planet is Venus. So we could actually go find these planets in our natal chart and actually connect with them, right? Feel the vibration. Listen, quiet the mind and listen, and then just meditate on the sequence that we have within the first row of the Jupiter magic square. All right, so here's some more notes where I mentioned some. Let's see what else we got. Okay. And the one spirit will. So, right here, I have the one spirit will share that knowledge with us if we listen. Key 5, which is a hierophant. Okay, the Hebrew letter Vav. Excuse me, yeah, Vav is assigned to key 5, and that also the listening is assigned to key 5 along with Taurus. Taurus is the sign to key 5. All right. But Down here on page 5, I have some more notes. I go into the third row. Let's look at the third row. The third row begins with the chariot. There we go. And related to the sign Cancer. Yeah, Cancer is assigned to key 7, which symbol for all the combined influences of the moon and Jupiter. So moon is actually a sign, is the ruling planet assigned to Cancer on the zodiac. Now, moon is assigned to key 2 in tarot, a priestess. All right, so here we can create a linkage to know that key 7 and key 2 are close together, and also that the relationship here could reveal some meanings from within us, especially when it comes to Jupiter, because Jupiter is in Cancer right now. Jupiter is assigned to key 10. Okay. If we want to go even further, because in this tarot tableau, Jupiter is the ruling planet of Sagittarius. Sagittarius is assigned to key 14. So then we have key 7, which is assigned, or Cancer is assigned to key 7, and the moon is assigned to key 2. So these four cards, even though what's the math add up to? It's out of sequence when it comes to Jupiter magic square. So we have 19, 29, 30, 31, 32, 30, 33. Yeah, 3 and 3, which when we use numerology, it would be 6. And here we have 6. Okay, key 6. So we can play around with the numbers, the symbols, the signs. All right. Going back to the third row, okay. He who would face and solve his problems must continually remind himself that his personal existence is but a vehicle of expression for the universal life power. Right? Now, life power has been called many things. I also like to call it the organ because I use these organ charge plates, right? These are on my website. I've bought many of them. I have them in my office, different types of organ charge plates. This one's the chakra organ. Here's the flower of life, right? Here's one, another flower of life, citron. Okay. Citron's the crystal. But I even put the charge plates under my water on top of the charge plates. Okay. I also filter my water. I'll take tap water and I'll use zero water, or what's called Culligan zero water filter, which will strip out all the chlorine and everything that's in the water to where it's distilled zero. Then I will take the water that's been distilled and build it back up by adding trace minerals to it. I also have like a little, oscillator for stirring up the water. Okay, perfect water, clean water. It's one of the secrets to extended life. And also our thoughts that are focused on water and towards water. Actually, talking to the water, and it's I can feel the vibration now within me, which reverberates out. because the water knows I'm focused on it. It's sending it love, sending it gratitude, and then it joins within my body. But going back to Jupiter Magic Square, and Dr. Emoto's books have helped me really have greater understanding on water also. All right, Jupiter Magic Square. Here are some notes where they can be read through. But let's go on down. Here are the meditations. First day meditation, which is the first row, right? First row here at the top. We have key 0, key 14, key 13, key 3. So, first day meditation, 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the evening. The vision of my joyous destiny is even now perceived by my true self, which directs the alchemical operation that transmutes my personality into a more adequate vehicle for true self-manifestation. Say this meditation out loud and then visualize the tarot keys. Actually stare at them for 5, 10 minutes. In the field of my personal life, it reaps the harvest of yesterday and sows the seed of tomorrow. My earthy life today is a realization of heavenly patterns. Second row, second day meditation. Today I live the cosmic law. Today I hear and obey the inner voice. Today, I have discrimination to perceive the inner voice. Consciously and subconsciously, I am in harmony with my true self. All power is given of my Father in heaven. Okay, second row. And again, right to left. Okay, so the second row meditation we just read for the second day. Add these up, key 11 through key 11, key 5, key 6, key 8. The numerical sequence equals 30, right? And also keep in mind that with the magic hidden behind the numbers of the diagonal, key 11 plus key 3 equals 15. Right. Wait, that's not right. Let me just clarify. It has to go to the very diagonally. It has to be to the very end. So 3 plus 12 equals 15. 0 plus 15 equals 15. 14 plus 1 equals 15. 13 plus 2 equals 15. So 11 plus 4 equals 15. 7 plus 8 equals 15, right? 6 plus 9, 15. 10 plus 5, 15. There we go. Good review. Third day meditation. So here we are with the third row, which is key 7, key 9, key 10, key 14. My personal life is the field of a cosmic manifestation. I move upward toward what I really am. So in tarot, upward means inward. Okay. Up means within. Down means without. So outward is down, up, inward. My inevitable destiny is released from every form of delusion. Perfect mastery of circumstance is my birthright. All right. Fourth day meditation. Fourth row. Hangman, high priestess, the magician, the devil. Today I renounce every appearance of separateness. Today's thoughts and deeds are related to all that has ever gone before. I know my rightful place in the oneness. I know my problems are my opportunities. Yeah, conflict is always an opportunity for growth. So to actually push through and move forward and say yes and go through it is growth. We can find our problems in our astrology chart. I'm going to go back to the top really quick. Me zoom out. The squares, okay, the squares and oppositions. Can see mine. I have a lot of oppositions with my Saturn. I have a lot of squares with my Neptune. Okay. So this is my natal Saturn in opposition to transit Saturn, transit Neptune, transit Venus, transit Mercury. All right. I also have some natal oppositions underneath these transit oppositions. But this Neptune is squared with my natal Venus, natal Moon, and also, excuse me, my natal Neptune is squared with transit Sun, transit Mercury, transit Venus. Okay. Down here at the bottom, I even have in my notes opposition to seek balance. Expanded awareness, right? This is a good time to sharpen my awareness with my natal Saturn in Virgo in opposition for the next 5 to 10 years with Neptune and Saturn and Aries. So there'll be events and people, happenings that will come into my life that will appear as problems or conflict if I haven't already experienced it and resolved it, or it contributed to my growth, then it will come back around again, just in a different form or appearance. But it actually continues to come around over and over, but when we seek awareness and balance, then the impact is really not that strong or harsh, okay? Because we've already registered it within our subconsciousness. We know what it is, so it's no big deal. So seek balance, awareness, conflict with others is the oppositions within our chart, and the squares, they also bring problems. That's where we need to act. A lot of times we get lazy and we don't want to act on these squares where the planetary powers are creating opportunities for us that we need to put forth work, but effort, determination, and to make changes. Okay. So problems. Can look at oppositions and squares. Let's read the final meditations. I also want to explain the fifth day meditation. See how we've already went through the four rows for the first 4 days. Okay. But now for the fifth day, it begins with key 15, goes to key 10. Key 5 and key 0. So really we're just working diagonally now. Right here. Key 15, key 10, key 5, key 0. right? I fear no evil, for this day experience is part of the manifestation of a perfect order, just like the Jupiter magic square. Perfect order. Let me hear the voice that expounds its true meaning, which I share now in the heavenly vision. All right, that's day five. And day six, let's look at the top. Where does this one begin? Diagonally. Key three, key six, key nine, and key 12. Key three, key six, key nine, key 12. The door of opportunity opens to me today. I will remember always that I advance steadily toward the heights of conscious mastery. My personal life is the earthy utterance of the heavenly world. All right. So that's the Jupiter Magic Square. This applies to all of us, okay? It's all within us. It's just a matter of us willing to go within and create a stirring. That's the word I was looking for. We create a stirring which awakens within us, and the energetics will take over and start playing out in ways that will bring us lots of joy. We got to walk through the problems, though. The problems will keep looping back around, but eventually they will be integrated and then be used sort of as a stepping stone to greater joy, greater awareness, growth in our consciousness, alchemy of our consciousness. I've been using these tarot keys for over 5 years now. They have profoundly changed my life. I have studied them in great depth. It's not necessary, but I highly recommend everybody get some tarot keys and just keep them around. Let them become a part of our life. I also have the minor arcana. Okay. Minor arcana. I have digital versions. I only had to buy the physical ones from me. The only reason I sell them is just I make them available because I colored the minor myself. Okay. And then I had a bunch created by a company here in Florida that printed them out for me. But with these keys, they truly will create the stirrings needed for our subconscious to surface greater understandings. But tarot keys aside, one thing that we all can remember is that we are all one. And we are images of the one infinite creator, and we are also contributing to the greater understanding and creation with a capital C for the creator. We are the dream of the dreamer. All right. And that'll be all for today.